time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Anybody hearing?
Gossip.
Celebrity
gossip.
Hollywood
gossip.
It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
So Cher says that after years of being snubbed by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, she will have some choice words at the induction ceremony.
I'm going to have some words to say. I'm going to accept it in my Cher as me.
Speaking of Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, Ringo Starr says the Beatles would have made a lot less music without workhorse Paul McCartney and his motivation. Next season, the NBC reality competition show The Voice will see new faces in the judges' chair. I told you about this yesterday. Snoop Dogg and Michael Bublé are joining Reba McEntire and Gwen Stefani. I only care what Reba thinks because she actually doesn't have any advice for them.
I don't think I could give them any advice that they wouldn't already know. They're going to have a blast. They're going to love doing the show because it's fun and you get to listen to so many talented people get up there and sing. We'll have fun time.
Yeah, that's the only reason I want to watch it again. Speaking of competition shows, after Katy Perry announced her departure, Pink was asked if she'd consider replacing Perry as a judge on American Idol.
I don't like hurting people's feelings.
You know, I like my day job.
I knew she'd say that because Pink is not mean. A woman tasked with orchestrating her sister's dream wedding and a father preparing for his daughter's big day inadvertently booked the same remote resort on an island off the Carolina coast. It stars Reese Witherspoon and Will Ferrell. You're cordially invited.
I'm checking into the bridal suite. My sister is getting married this weekend.
I think there might be a little mistake because my daughter's getting married.
Oh, no. We've double booked your weddings.
Let's get something straight. If I look out on that dock and that bride's not my baby girl, that bride's going in the f***ing lake.
That's awesome. All right. Legally Blonde, speaking of Reese Witherspoon, is getting a prequel treatment. A new series called Elle will start production for Prime Video with Reese Witherspoon executive producing.
I love Jennifer Coolidge and Luke Wilson and Selma Blair. So there's so many great characters that people love, and hopefully they're all going to be there.
We'll see. It's actually Elle in high school. In 2021, Ashley Judd took a fall while she was visiting the Congo. She posted her latest on her recovery on Instagram. Shows us how well she can balance, how easily she can move. Her doctors told her she might not walk properly again, but she has proven them wrong. She looks amazing. During her appearance on the Drew Barrymore show, Jennifer Connelly shared behind-the-scenes stories from iconic projects like Labyrinth and how amazing it was to dance with David Bowie and how amazing he was in general.
I remember him like sitting on doing off camera lines like on the camera dolly and just joking with the crew and being, you know, like friendly and easy and sort of like weirdly normal.
Drew Barrymore can oftentimes read people's minds when she's interviewing them. Okay, I got a dirt alert. Oh my. So with some of these mini controversies that have been surrounding Jerry Seinfeld lately, people have begun pointing out that back in the 90s, when he was 38, he very publicly dated a 17-year-old girl who was still in high school.
What's the deal?
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 Yeah, Shoshana was her name. She's now 48. Wait, how old does that make him? Anyway, she was in high school when they dated. He said, Shoshana is a person, not an age. Okay, that's it. That's the Daily Dust. I know, kids, it's given the ick. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance Morning Go and B104.3. You're welcome.